late great planet Earth. And there was a fervor among Bible-believing Christians about the soon coming of Jesus Christ. People were talking about maxing out their credit cards and then getting raptured and not having to pay the bills, which was crazy. But there was that kind of fervor going on. People were excited about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of it was not the right kind of excitement or the right kind of understanding, but there was an expectancy. And the Bible says that we need to be watching for the Lord to come back. We need to be waiting. We need to be working. And let me tell you, I've been watching ever since I got saved, 1967. I've been saved actually 7 years before Hal Lindsey wrote The Late Great Planet Earth. And I've been watching and waiting and working for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I'm as much into it now as ever. Because you see, in the last number of years, prophetic events are picking up the pace. And the Bible says when the things in the book of Revelation during the last 7 years of history begin to be fulfilled, it's going to be like birth pangs on a woman after her water breaks, and one will come after the other. But there are also events that are in the scripture that I believe lead up to the 70th week, and I have been talking about them with you. And they lead up to a great war, which war is Ezekiel 38 and 39, when an outer ring of nations, including led by Russia and Turkey and Iran and nations in northern Africa and the former Soviet Union, Central Asian republics, when all these nations are gathered together, they're an outer ring of nations, a lot of Islamic nations in there, and they're going to attack Israel. And I believe that'll happen before the 70th week because it'll take 7 years to burn their weapons. And we are hastening toward that war because already you see Russia and Iran and Turkey aligning. But I don't believe that war can happen right now. I believe that there are prophecies that need to happen before that war can happen. And that's what I want to preach on tonight. You should know that Ezekiel 28 prophecy must precede the Ezekiel 38 prophecy. Ezekiel 28. And how many of you heard me preach on Ezekiel 28? Now you're raising your hand and I haven't preached on it. So I got you. And that's all right. I'll give you however many Pinocchios that you deserve tonight. I haven't preached on Ezekiel 28. I'm going to introduce a new prophecy leading up to Ezekiel 38 that I have not yet preached on. And I believe that these things are things that you need to be aware of. Now, you remember I preached about 9 messages after October the 7th, 2023. And this event of October 7th, 2023 has kicked off, I believe, a rapid escalation of the prophecies that are going to be fulfilled leading up to the great invasion of Ezekiel 38 and 39 upon Israel when God will deliver Israel. Does anybody know what event I'm talking about on October 7th? What power mainly am I talking about that is an evil power that manifested October 7th, 2023? Matt says he knows. Anybody else? Any other men? Raise your hand. Brother Steve says he knows. All right. Anybody else? Raise your hand. All right. I'm going to go with Brother Steve back here.
The attack from Hamas.
Yes, exactly right. From Gaza, Hamas attacked a concert in Israel, and they took a bunch of captives from that. And what that did was, who knew it would happen? It kicked off all these prophecies that I've been preaching on. that they could now be fulfilled. You say, what prophecies did that kick off, Pastor? It kicked off Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, which speaks of Hamas and which speaks of the devastation of Gaza so that it will be desolate. Read it, Zephaniah 2, 4 through 7. It talks about that. But then it talks about other prophecies. Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39, the great attack on Iran and its nuclear sites. And then Jeremiah 42, 2, which talks about Amman, Jordan, and that getting involved and being blown up. And then Isaiah 17, 1 through 9, Damascus, Syria being blown up, never to recover. And then it talks about Israel being shaken in Isaiah. And so like it's like a fig tree, because Israel's represented a fig tree, and the fruit comes off and Israel is going to be shaken, indicating to me a nuclear weapon that Israel might blow up against its enemies to survive, and they themselves will be shaken. And then it talks about Psalm 83 and a coalition, an inner ring of nations around Israel, you see. And all of these prophecies are being ticked off by October 7, 2023, the invasion of Hamas. And what I'm saying to you is Zephaniah 2 is already in the process right now of being fulfilled. It's happening. It's already fallen off the parchment. It's already landed on it. Do you understand it? Are you watching? Are you waiting for the Lord to come? Are you working and using this to warn people? That's what God wants us to do. Oh, would to God there'd be another excitement about prophecy. Would to God that you love is appearing. Would to God you'd realize today we're one day closer to the kingdom of heaven coming to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Are you praying for that? That's the Lord's prayer. And so I'm saying tonight that you should know that the Ezekiel 28 prophecy must precede Ezekiel 38. In watching for that and in using that. And we want to talk to you tonight about that prophecy in Ezekiel and chapter 28. So take your Bible, please, and turn to the book of Ezekiel right before Daniel. Ezekiel. And Ezekiel was a prophet that prophesied at the same time Jeremiah prophesied. Jeremiah was prophesying in the land of Israel and Judah, and Ezekiel was taken captive, and he was prophesying in Babylon and prophesying from that position of the captivity. And he went there with the middle class when it was taken captive. But Ezekiel 28, and we want to look tonight at verse 26 through verse number 30. I'm sorry. 28, 20 through 26. 20, verse 20 through 26 of Ezekiel 28. Are you there in your Bible? I hope you have your Bible tonight. Now, I want to give you the first point. I want to say the title of the message is, you should know that the Ezekiel 28 prophecy must precede Ezekiel 38. Number one, because this prophecy pits God against Hezbollah today, who are in and around Sidon. So let's look at this from the Bible, and let's read 20 through 22. You follow as I read. It says in verse 20 of 28, again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, set thy face against Sidon and prophesy against it, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Sidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall have executed judgments in her and shall be sanctified in her. Now, I'm preaching tonight. I don't have time to get into what I have studied on this, but I have studied different historical events that are claimed by some commentators to fulfill this prophecy. There was the invasion of Nebuchadnezzar, but it does not fulfill this prophecy. There was the invasion of Artaxerxes, and his name was Ochus, O-C-H-U-S, And he did invaded in 351. That does not fulfill this prophecy. There was an invasion by Alexander the Great, but that does not fulfill this prophecy. None of those prophecies answer to what is in here in the sense that they don't speak of blood being shed in the streets in a general way. They don't speak of the reason for their invasions being a prickling briar and a thorn in the side of the nation of Israel. That prophecy, this prophecy that I'm giving you tonight, has never been fulfilled in history. And I believe that right now it is getting ready to roll off the parchment onto the pavement. I am telling you, we're so close to it. I am now preaching not years before a prophecy is ready to be fulfilled, but days or weeks before a prophecy is ready to be fulfilled. And so I hope you got this. And I hope you'll recognize it when you see it. Because you see, according to verse 20 through 22, 21 says it's against Zidon. And you say, well, Pastor, what are you talking about when you talk about Zidon? Well, let me say Zidon is modern-day Sida, S-A-I-D-A. Or it is called Sidon, S-I-D-O-N. You know, ancient cities, Tyre and Sidon. How many have heard of Tyre and Sidon? They exist today. They exist today. They're in Lebanon, and they exist today. And by the way, they're involved in Psalm 83 under Gebel, and they're involved in Psalm 83. And Zarephath is in Psalm 83, and that's in Lebanon as well. Remember the widow at Zarephath, that's in Lebanon. But it's the third, Sidon is the third largest city in Lebanon. It has a metropolitan within the city limits, about 80,000 people. If you take the whole population of Sidon today, in the metropolitan area, it's about 250,000 people. It's 25 miles south of Beirut. And what you need to know is Lebanon has basically been taken over by a proxy of Iran. And it's in Sidon. It's in Tyre, it's in Beirut, it's in modern-day Zarephath, it's in Lebanon, which is called Gebel in Psalm 83. What is that entity? We talked about Hamas, Brother Steve, you mentioned it. What is that enemy that is an enemy of Israel that I believe is getting ready to be judged in this prophecy?
Is it Hezbollah?
That's right, Hezbollah. And Hezbollah means the party of God, the party of God. And it is under a leader called Hassan Nasrallah. Almost sounds like I'm going to sneeze. Nasrallah. Hassan Nasrallah. And he's been in power since about 1992. And he has not been killed yet by Israel. He's very evasive and very protected by the devil, I believe. And Hezbollah makes Hamas look small. And you know how long Israel's been fighting Hamas. Hezbollah is an Iranian proxy that makes Hamas look small. They now have 200,000 rockets aimed at Israel. 200,000 rockets aimed at Israel. And it has a world-class, medium-sized army that's hardened by military conflict. They are well-trained. Now, after October 7th, Hezbollah has been consistently firing rockets at Israel. And they've fired lots of them. And these rockets have caused, get this, God's people, Brother Matt, 80,000 Israeli settlers in the north of Israel, they've had to leave their homes. They cannot stay in their homes. They have to stay in motels. Can you imagine that? Because of the terror that's going on in northern Israel from Hezbollah. And Ezekiel 28 in verse 3 actually gives reasons why God may judge Hezbollah. So look at Ezekiel 28 And we looked at verse 22. A lot of Hezbollah is in Zidon, and God says he's going to judge it. And we can see why now what they're doing to Israel. But look at verse 23. He says, "For I will send into her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword," which usually speaks of a great invasion of an army, "upon her on every side." Notice that, on every side. "And they shall know that I am the Lord." Now, why is God going to judge Hezbollah? Well, I just told you, they're terrorizing northern Israel. But they have a plan. They're working with Iran, who is under a great fallen angel, the Prince of Persia. You've heard about him in Daniel. And they're working with Iran to be the greatest existential threat that now is there to the nation of Israel. Remember Haman? The greatest existential threat since Haman. Haman was living in Iran. And these people are like that. Now, one of the reasons why God may have to judge Hezbollah, because right now, Hezbollah is trying to take the great army of Israel and spread their troops thin in fighting Hamas by helping Hamas. And then secondly, because they want to deplete some of Israel's missile defense systems, and especially the Iron Dome system. They want to deplete that. By the way, I heard Donald Trump wants a missile defense system over the United States. He said Ronald Reagan wanted to do it, but the liberals kept him from doing it. He said, but Ronald Reagan wanted to do it, but he said, we can do it. Now we have the technology. Just another reason to vote for Donald Trump. And then, and you can go to Bobby and he'll help you get registered to do that. And then thirdly, Hamas needs to be judged because they want to create danger, chaos, and hysteria among the civilians living in northern Israel. And these are God's chosen people. And you don't mess with the apple of God's eye and get away with it. Can I tell you that? Amen. And they want to force these Israelites to evacuate their homes, and they've been successful. And by the way, that if they evacuate their homes, they can't be an army to help fight against Hezbollah if they would invade in the north. They can't do that. And it makes them a refugee burden on the government of Israel. And that causes problems. And plus, it affects tourism in northern Israel. Tourism in northern Israel is shut down. And that they depend on that. So it is really hurting. Also, Hezbollah provides more time for the international community propaganda war against Israel. How many have heard of all the anti-Israel protest in college campuses and elsewhere? Yeah. How many have heard about it at DNC, the Democratic National Convention? Yeah. They're doing it right now. You see, this is going on, and it is something that Hezbollah is prolonging and helping with. Also, here's a key reason. Them attacking Israel with missiles gives more time for Iran to arm their intercontinental ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads. So their hypersonic missiles now can be armed with nuclear warheads. Is it any wonder, and don't miss this, God says in verse 23, "For I will send into her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword upon her on every side. And they shall know I'm the Lord." I am telling you that this prophecy is about to be fulfilled. I told you Zephaniah 2, 4 through 7 was in the ready to be fulfilled with Hamas, October 7, and it's being done. Is not Israel crushing Hamas? I said to you that the genie on October 7, listen to me, was let out of the bottle, and it won't go back into the bottle. In other words, I'm saying to you, as I've said all along, that this war is going to widen. It's going to get greater. It's going to get wider. And it is going to, the next thing that this war is going to do, listen to me, is it's going to bring Hezbollah out into the open. Not that they're not in the open already, but they're going to be squashed by God's judgment. And that will lead, listen to me, to more. Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39, Psalm 83. In fact, I believe this thing on Hezbollah will directly affect the fulfillment of Psalm 83. Let me say another reason why Hezbollah needs to be judged. Do you know that they are now working with the Lebanese Resistance Brigades? Don't forget that name, Lebanese Resistance Brigade. They're a paramilitary group founded by Hezbollah in 1997. The interesting thing is that Iran is what we call Shia Muslim, and Hezbollah would be considered Shia Muslim, Nasrallah. But this resistance brigade, this Lebanese resistance brigade, is Sunni Muslims. And what's amazing about that is you see in Psalm 83 that there are Sunni Muslims fighting along with Shia Muslims to get rid of Israel. And that's unheard of because those guys fight one another. And so that people have argued against what I'm preaching, saying, oh, it can't happen because you can't put Sunnis and Shias together. They won't fight Israel. But listen to me. The Lebanese Resistance Army there is with Hezbollah. One Sunni, one Shia. And you know what unites them? The enemy of my friend. Yes, thank you, Matt. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And the hatred is so great now with Hezbollah and with this Lebanese Resistance Brigade that they are getting together. And this sets the model for what we're talking about, the fulfillment of prophecy in these things happening. So they are composed of Sunni and Shias, and they're created also, the Lebanese Resistance Brigade is created to increase manpower against the great IDF, which is the Israeli Defense Forces, which, by the way, is destined by God to become a greater and greater army. One of the greatest military powers in the world. That's what is destined to happen by these prophecies. And also, these Lebanese Resistance Brigade is to deny Israel freedom of movement in non-Shia areas. You see, ever since May 14, 1948, Israel has been attacked by Islamic nations that are right around them, that are bordering them. They have been harassed. 1948, in the 1950s, 1967, 1973, through the 1980s, and right up to the present, they are being harassed, God's people. And God's getting ready to end it. I said, God's getting ready to end it. And I am saying to you, that's what I'm preaching on. You can't have Ezekiel 38 happen until God ends all this that's been going on since 1948, since Israel came in to the land. Now, let me just say that these brigades, the Lebanese Resistance Brigades, along with Hezbollah, they're operating in the modern country of Sidon, which is Zidon or Sidon. And the Times of Israel, August 19, 2024, just a couple days ago, they said this: the IDF strikes Hezbollah army depots deep inside Lebanon with an airstrike on Sidon. Interesting. Now we have Sidon here in Ezekiel 28, and we have Sidon now, according to the Times of Israel, being attacked, and it strikes fear into Hezbollah. Al Jazeera wrote on March 1 of this year, as Israel strikes all around it, fear rises in Lebanon, Sidon. It goes on to say, reeling from successive crises, the people of Sidon worry that the next one could come in the form of Israeli bombs. You see, I'm reading in Ezekiel 28, 20 through 26, and we just read verse 22. And what does it say in 22? And thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O what? Sidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I'm the Lord, when I shall have executed judgments. And then it talks about blood in the streets and a sword. You see, this is right now getting ready to be fulfilled. Israel has just about finished with Hamas. And now she's turning her attention to Lebanon and to the north and to Sidon and to Hezbollah. And I'm just saying, number one, you should know 28 must precede 38 because this prophecy pits God against Hezbollah today in and around Sidon. Secondly, you should know 28 precedes 38 because this prophecy points to a military victory by the modern regathered Israel. You say, who's going to win between Hezbollah and Israel? Have you heard about the war coming? You've heard the rumor of it, right? Who's going to win it? Well, look at verse 24, 28. It says, and there shall be no more a pricking briar unto the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of all that are round about. Now notice that, of all that are round about them. Speaking of Israel, that despise them, and they shall know I am the Lord God. You know why that's important? Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is Gebel in Psalm 83, Sidon here, and Zarephath in Obadiah 1, which we won't even get into. That, my friends, is talking here about a pricking briar all around. You know what that's talking about, all around? Can one of the men tell me what that may refer to when it says all around, that are round about Israel, verse 24? Can one of the men tell me what that might refer to? All around, ringing around Israel, the pricking briar, not just Hezbollah. But the downing of Hezbollah will lead to that grieving thorn that are all around. Who is that referring to?
It could be the nations listed in Psalm 83, sir.
Exactly right. We're talking about Lebanon as Gebal. We're talking about Syria. We're talking about the Palestinians. We're talking about Jordan. The nation of Jordan, they have attacked in the past, even though recently there's a peace agreement with Jordan and a peace agreement with Egypt. They're not going to last. They're not going to hold here. They're not going to hold. And we're talking about Egypt, which is on the south side. And we're talking about the Sinai and the people in the Sinai, the Islamic people there. We're talking about Hamas as well, all around. In other words, what God is saying here, listen to me, when God judges Sidon, when God judges Hezbollah, it's going to lead to Psalm 83. It's going to lead to all these nations around. Do you see how close we are to the fulfillment of all of these scriptures that we've been talking about, including Jordan and the blowing up of the capital of Jordan, which is Amman? Jeremiah 49, verse 2. And then the blowing up of Syria, because Syria will be involved. And that blowing up of the capital of Syria, the longest existing city in the world, in Syria, blown up. You know the city? Damascus, blown up. This is all on the verge of fulfillment, beloved. People need to take warning, and God says when he does this, and I want you to notice that, when he does this, look at verse 24, he said, they shall know that I am what? The Lord God. Does that mean they'll know Jesus as their Savior? Not necessarily. What it means is that these Islamic nations, listen to me and listen to me carefully, these Islamic nations shall know that Jehovah, the God of Israel, is the true God. Amen. Jesus said salvation's of the Jews, that Israel is God's chosen people, that it's not Allah, it's Jehovah. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not Abraham and Ishmael, my friend. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That needs to be made known. When I led in prayer at the Trump rally, I defined God. You need to define him. And he wants his name hallowed. He wants his name hallowed. He wants his name praised. And praise God for that indeed and in truth. And so I'm saying this prophecy points to a military victory by the modern regathered nation of Israel. And they will see a greater victory that will end all these wars of the inner ring of nations. All right, let me finish it up. Because Ezekiel 28 must precede 38, because this prophecy, with others, fulfills the future condition before Ezekiel 38 can happen. Look at verse 25 and 26. It says, thus saith the Lord God, when I have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob. Now look at verse 26. And they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I've executed judgment upon all those that despise them. Look at it, round about them. Verse 26, round about them, and they shall know them. Listen, are they dwelling safely right now, Israel, in the north and in the... No. Are they dwelling right now with confidence? No. But when this judgment happens to Hezbollah, and when these nations round about as a result of Hezbollah, it's going to go boom, 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 and it's fulfilled, they're going to have this condition of peace and safety, and that allows for the invasion later on in Ezekiel 38. And so I would like you just to take your Bible and now turn to Ezekiel 38. You can keep your finger there or just turn to Ezekiel 38. We're going to finish up with it. And I want you to notice as you turn to Ezekiel chapter 38, this must happen. This Ezekiel 28 must happen before the invasion of the outer ring of invaders there in Ezekiel 38. First of all, the outer ring of invaders are Ezekiel 38, verse 2. Son of man, set thy face against God, the land of Magog. That's southern Russia. The chief prince of Meshech is Tubal. That's Turkey. And then it talks in verse 5 about Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya. Persia's Iran, northern Africa, Ethiopia, and Libya. And then verse 6, Gomer and his bands, the house of Tugumar, and so forth and so on. That's talking about all of these stands, these Central Asian republics used to be in the Soviet Union. That's an outer ring of nations. But in order for them to attack, the inner ring has to be defeated that we just talked about. That's getting ready to happen. We're so close to that now, it is hard to imagine how close we are to that. Now, for sake of time, I want to go to verse 11 of Ezekiel 38 and tell you when this will happen. Look when it'll happen. Verse 11 says, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. Does Israel have unwalled villages now? No, there's security walls everywhere. And I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates. Are you kidding me? Israel's the most secure, locked up place in the world. It's not there. There has to be the defeat of Hezbollah, defeat of Hamas, which is in the process of happening. And the Psalm 83, inner ring of nations, has to be taken out. Do you understand that? And then I want you to notice one more thing. He says in verse 13, Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, I believe that's the United States and its allies, and the young lions thereof, Western Europe, shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? In other words, Russia and all of your allies, are you come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered a company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Listen, Israel doesn't have that much wealth now. But what will be a hook in the jaws of Russia and its allies will be after Israel defeats Hezbollah, Hamas, and this inner ring of nations, including Iraq and possibly Saudi Arabia and others, and they have great wealth, great mineral wealth, great wealth. And then they will be a huge nation in the Middle East. Israel will be expanded, and Russia will come down, and they'll be greater than the IDF. The IDF was able to defeat the others, but not able to defeat this. But guess who will defeat them? God. God. And I'm just telling you, these things are coming and leading us right up to the last 7 years. The last 7 years when Jesus is going to come back. And you need to be watching and working and waiting. And when God does this, you need to praise, just like I did in front of the Trump rally, praise the God of the Bible. You don't think God uses that? Oh, he does. I'm sure you do know he does. And we have that opportunity, beloved, if we know the Word of God. It's exciting. All right, let's bow for prayer, every head bowed and every eye closed tonight as we think about these things. And